Welcome to Alive and Active Life, broadcasting encouragement to live your daily life with God's help and inspiration to reach for more of God by faith. Join Brenda Wolf for today's practical insights.
Do not be anxious about anything. Philippians 4:6. Well, that's short and simple. So why do people worry? Why are you sometimes anxious? I can think of a number of legitimate good reasons. Cares of responsible living, relational issues, health problems, details surrounding death, unexpected sorrows, financial concerns. Realistically, there are also reasons that are not so legitimate. Regardless, let's explore tips for anxiety and worry. You know, in this world, you will have troubles. Do you know who said that? Jesus did. Check out John 16:33. I think that makes him a realist. Thankfully, the verse goes on to give hope that you need to overcome anxiety and worry. Jesus immediately adds, "But take heart, I have overcome the world." Think with me. A good responsible party, like a parent, king, commander, or boss, looks after the needs of those under them. As a demonstration of goodness and responsibility, they address injustices, health concerns, and basic life needs. They also provide opportunities for development, exercise compassion, and are sensitive to unexpected difficulties. Well, if this is true of good leaders on earth, why would you or anyone doubt God would do any less? Psalm 73 verse 1 says, "Certainly God is good to Israel and to those whose motives are pure." Motives are pure when you take every concern and fully trust God, who is good. Additionally, your motives are pure when you trust that He will come through for you in whatever way He knows is best. Certainly, God is good. He already has done so much for you. Quite literally, He fathered you. Amazingly, He created you with all your unique tendencies. Remarkably, He adopted you back when you and all humanity ran from His loving care. Further, He plans meticulously for the growth of your faith and character. And creatively, He extends unbelievable opportunities during your lifetime as you trust Him. Frankly, God preserves and holds your life together, and so much more. Yes, God has already done so much for you. Psalm 145:9 says, "The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all He has made." Yes, God, your Father, is good. And by the way, He won't forget or be late. Here are some questions to consider as you think through your anxieties and worries. First, do you believe God cares about your life? Second, do you believe you are of great worth to Him? Now this question, do you believe He targets you with His love? And then question number 4, do you believe He can hold your life together and not miss a thing? God will not forget, nor will He be late. You are of great value to Him. He holds you in His hands, and He holds your life together. Well, now I have some questions about anxiety and worry. I love good questions. So let's consider a few that address anxiety and worry. Number 1, have you considered how many times you worry about life issues? Further, have you considered when you ask God for help that He's already in action to answer your cries? After all, He fully intends to address your needs and concerns. The third question, if you believe God, why do you worry? And number 4, if you don't believe God, you better worry. Why? Because you don't have His power working on your behalf. Yikes, that's something to consider. If you don't believe the Lord, maybe you should be worried and anxious. Nevertheless, all it takes is one choice. Cast all your anxiety on Him because He cares for you. 1 Peter 5:7. Well, let's talk about why people worry. Here are some reasons why you might worry instead of trusting God. First, perhaps you don't trust Him fully yet. Additionally, you may not be close to Him, so you doubt that He will help you. Another one, too often people question the timing of His answers. And then there's this one. Sadly, you may feel less than lovable, so you don't expect goodness from God. How about number 5? Could be that you have trouble wrapping your brain around someone so great and holy, genuinely caring about you. Number 6, more than you think, you might be afraid His answers won't look the way you want. Number 7, it's possible you may fear God just might overlook important details. Then number 8, frankly, way too often, people simply want their own way. What about you? And number 9, ridiculously, some people believe God is not great enough to tackle anxieties and worries without additional help. Whatever your reasons to worry, they suggest a lack of trust. Remember this verse? Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Essentially, everything done outside of faith is empty. This alone is enough reason to engage faith in all your life issues. Let's talk about what God does. Well, and we'll start with Jesus. He brings His power to counteract anxiety and worry. Regrettably, many believers never get free from anxiety and worry because they hang on to them. Let go of them and embrace Christ's power instead. If someone offers you a gift, but your hands are already full, you have to let go of what's in your hands to receive the gift. Basically, you can't have it both ways. You can either worry or trust. Simplistically, that's how it is. Let's talk about Jesus' time on earth. Before His ministry began, consider with me what Jesus may have been doing. Nowhere in Scripture does it say this. However, I believe He was holding His earthly family together since His earthly father, Joseph, had died. Mary, His mother, had no partner and no financial support. Well, Jesus was a trained carpenter. There were a bunch of kids in His childhood family, His brothers and sisters. I believe He was supporting His mother while creating a future for her, knowing He'd soon be called into full-time ministry to fulfill the glory of God. Therefore, like Jesus, do the critical, practical, sometimes hard work of loving, protecting, and providing for family and for others in your life. Simultaneously, trust God to open doors in His impeccable timing for any additional work you may have on this earth. James 1:27 says, "Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world." This was written by Jesus' younger brother, James. Jesus was showing God's heart with practical actions. Mary, His mother, and His siblings were being cared for, prepared for the future when He must step out to do the work of the cross. In other words, regarding human anxiety and worries, Jesus personally always did what was needed to show how God cares for His family. Simply do what God puts in front of you and trust Him for the rest, like Jesus did. So, now let's talk about some tips for anxiety and worry. The first one is this: trust Jesus and everything he claims. The second one, believe God will keep his promises to you. 3, choose to not fear. 4, trust God's love for you. Enjoy him each day. 5, let thankfulness replace worry. 6, spend time each day in Scripture. 7, present your needs and concerns to God. 8, resolve to trust God's timing, even if it's different than yours. 9, write down your worries. Then lift that paper up to God and simply give it all to him. And 10, importantly, speak careful words of hope from Scripture into your own life or into another person's life. Not words of doubt, fear, worry, or pride. After all, words have power. These tips are actions of faith. Now let's talk about what not to do. Here's a list. 1, refuse to give power to anxiety and worry. 2, don't use words of doubt, fear, worry, or pride. We just went over that, because words have power. 3, don't keep thinking about your worrisome situation. 4, regardless of how you feel, don't let your feelings control your perspective. And you have control over that. 5, above all, don't doubt God's love for you and his power over your anxieties. Remember, God always supports and rewards your steps into healthy living. So just want to take a moment to say, first of all, thank you so much for being a part of our community and this ministry. And then additionally, I want to ask you, please, would you pray for a live and active life? And then I'd like to ask you if you would use your voice and get the word out. Basically, tell others about us. Would you pray about financially supporting us? After all, your gift helps us reach people who need encouragement in this broken, upside-down world. And finally, we would like to hear from you. What do you like? How have you been helped? Our email address is connect@aliveandactivelife.org. Now I have some application thoughts and questions. What kinds of things do you get anxious about? That's the first one. The second one is, do you patiently wait for God's answers and interventions? 3, which of God's promises are you claiming? Remember, he intends to keep all his promises to you. 4, do you have an open mind, letting go of things that trouble you, ready to receive whatever God is prepared to do? And 5, do you willingly let God decide what is best in your life? 6, which of the 10 tips that we went over is hardest for you to do? And we're going to go through those 10 tips just real quick once again. These are tips for anxiety and worry. 1, trust Jesus and everything he claims. 2, believe God will keep his promises to you. 3, choose to not fear. 4, trust God's love for you and enjoy him each day. 5, let thankfulness replace worry. 6, spend time each day in Scripture. 7, present your needs and concerns to God. 8, resolve to trust God's timing, even if it's different than yours and even if it takes years to see an answer. 9, write down your worries and then lift that paper up to God and simply give it all to him. 10, speak careful words of hope from Scripture into your own life or into another person's life. Not words of doubt, fear, worry, or pride. After all, words have power. Portions of this content come from my book, Sharp Shooting, Your Bronze Bow, It's a devotional book that takes you through Matthew and powerfully challenges you to live like Jesus lives. You can find this book in our bookstore, www.aliveandactivelife.org/store. I invite you to follow us on your favorite social media. Do sign up on our email list to receive weekly articles. Plus, tune in to our weekly podcast using your preferred podcast app or use our online player at the top of each article. Visit our website for resources to get into God's Word and live an alive and active life.
You've been listening to Brenda Wolf with Alive and Active Life. Visit our website at www.aliveandactivelife.org, your web-based home for resources, including books and ebooks, libraries of articles, podcasts, and more, as you navigate life's challenges and issues. Sign up on our email list and subscribe to our podcast to stay current with the tools you need to be the person God designed, living an alive and active life.